Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So yesterday was the very first day of work after a long vacation, and I heard a lot of colleagues, and including myself, complaining that, you know, we don't have enough sleep at all. And so today I've especially chosen a video, and it's called How Much Sleep Do You Really Need? So this video is for those people like me who sleep a lot during vacation and still think that they don't have enough sleep. So let's take a look at today's sentence. And for all my teenage friends who find it hard to stay awake in class, the sleep experts at the National Sleep Foundation have your back. They say your biological internal clocks help keep you awake later in the evening, making it so that you want to stay asleep during those early morning classes. And for all my teenage friends who find it hard to stay awake in class, the sleep expert at the National Sleep Foundation have your back. They say your biological internal clocks help you keep you awake later in the evening, making it so that you want to stay asleep during those early morning classes. 那首先我们要来看的第一个字呢就是 awake， awake 呢指的是唤醒的意思，它的重音在 wake 的地方， a 第一个 a 呢是发短音 a， awake。 好，那这边呢问题就来了，很多人都学过 awake 跟 wake 这两个字，可是这两个都是动词，到底要怎么区分呢？我比较喜欢把它这样归纳， awake 呢比较像是从睡眠中醒来的那一个瞬间或那一个动作，就是醒来的感觉。那 wake 呢，则是醒着。举最简单的例子来说呢，我们可以讲 I wake up every day at 9 a.m. 我每天早上呢都九点起来。那或者是如果要用 awake 的话呢，我们可以说I'm awake in the middle of the night, unable to fall asleep. 我在三更半夜醒着，可是却睡不着。那再来他们的被动词呢，都是 waken 跟 awaken， 指的就是醒来啊，或者是觉醒的意思。再我们来看的是 expert， expert 呢指的是专家的意思。那我们可以说 You should ask him for some advice because he is an expert in communication. 你应该问问他的意见，因为呢他非常擅长沟通，是个沟通专家。那再来看他的另外一个名词呢，专门知识。大家看这个字会想要怎么发音呢？我知道我自己以前呢是很想要把它念成 expertise， 可是其实呢这个字的重音是在 tise 的地方，会念 expertise。Expertise， 要记得 T-I 这边是发长音 E， Expertise 大家不要记错咯。那我们可以说 Compared to college, courses in grad school teaches more specialized expertise， 跟大学比起来啊，研究所的课呢有比较专精的专门知识。再来我们要来看的是 biological。Biological 的重音在 LO 的地方发 loss， 嘴巴上下拉长的感觉。那 bio 这边呢是发 bi， 那 O 是发短音 a， biological 是生物的。那这边也可以指的是生理的，像我们说的 biological clock 呢就是生理时钟。举例来说呢， He travels a lot between time zones and therefore his biological clock is a little bit messed up。 他常在时区之间啊，就是飞来飞去，也因此呢他的生理时钟呢有点混乱。那它的名词原型呢则是 biology， 指的是生物学的意思，它的重音呢是在 o 的地方，所以 bi 是发 bi 的音， o 这边发 r， biology 是生物学。那我们可以说A lot of elementary schools in the U.S. are introducing sex education in biology. 很多在美国的小学呢，都会在生物学里面提及性教育这一部分。再来，我们要来看的是 internal。internal 呢，指的是内在的。那它的反义词呢，则是 external。external 则是外在的。举例来说呢， You have to conquer your internal fear. 你一定要克服内在的恐惧。那如果讲到 external 的话呢，我们可以说This external information has not yet to be confirmed. We should not panic. 这个来自外面的消息呢，并没有被确认，我们不应该慌张。最后我们要来看的是 during。During 呢是在某个东西的期间的意思，那它的重音在 du 的地方，这边发 dur 的音 ，during。During 是在什么期间的意思？那我们可以说。He decided to devote himself into volunteering during summer vacation. 他决定在这个暑假的时候呢，全力投入来做志工。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. And for all my teenage friends who find it hard to stay awake in class, the sleep experts at the National Sleep Foundation have your back. They say your biological internal clocks help keep you awake later in the evening, making it so that you want to stay asleep during those early morning classes. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't fall asleep just yet because you have to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!